All right, start me up this morning. We're going to get you started in the financial arena. You are listening to Michael Young, Alan Rohrbach, and I'm Craig Weil, Traders Talk Live this morning. And Alan, before we let you go, I can't do that before I put your feet to the fire a little bit. And we've had some pretty crazy markets this year. And in the equity market, especially at the moment, seems to be a lot of discussion that's kind of muddying the waters for the long-term picture for most people. There's a camp out there, as you're well aware, that says the worst may be over and the credit issues are behind us. And they advocate kind of a all systems go strategy right now. I don't really buy that. But if you believe that, you've also got to believe that the Fed may soon turn its attention to inflation, which is rearing its ugly head in the way of our energy and food prices these days, and perhaps the end of their rate cutting is over, and may start to raise rates at the end of the summer. Now, can the stock market mount any kind of advance from here, given a scenario where the rates may be rising? And what do you see for both the equity and the credit markets right at the moment?
Well, that's an excellent question, especially in terms of the background you used to phrase it. And the reason is so many people feel that the equity markets are going up because of the interest rates being lowered. But even Mr. Bernanke, Mr. Paulson, all of them said, look, the Fed can only accomplish so much with that. This is really still about the what you opened the show with, the consideration of whether the housing market itself, the securities that are based on the housing market, and the housing's effect on the consumer, if the worst is really over. And, you know, in other words, is the stock market looking across the valley and actually going to head higher from here because it doesn't care about some limited amount of further bad news, or is it going to start to reflect worse news to come in spite of some hopeful signs in the last couple of months? And my answer is twofold. One, that there's a funny thing that happens technically after the initial phase of bear markets, and they often form some reasonably major-looking bottoms that are premature. And right now, the bottom pattern in the Dow out of January and the relative retest in March broke up through 12,768, and it has an objective of 13,900. So indeed, Craig, if you think the market's back to being a real bull, you've got a big upside signal. The only problem is the fundamental situation starts to deteriorate if it fails back below progressively 12,700, and especially the more prominent technical support around 12,500. It's going to say that bottom is not performing now that it's been out on an up breakout for a month since mid-April, and that starts to present a real problem for whether we've bottomed at all. So it's a big decision, and it's all about, oh, maybe 13,100 that we tested after the last employment report on the upside, and 12,700 and 12,500 on the downside. And it's so confusing, in fact, this is where I throw my hands up and say, I'm going to let the technicals tell me. I'm not that smart.
Alan, quick question. On Monday of this week, we had a pretty significant one-day reversal in the NASDAQ, a new recovery high and closed lower on the day, and, you know, followed to today already by a somewhat 30-point decline. How much stock do you put in action like that?
Well, I put the stock in it that one-day reversals are worth about the time it took to create them.
Mm-hmm.
And what they give me, and I'm going to say something right now that's kind of radical, technical analysis, or I should say no one technical indication, will tell you definitively which way the market's going to go. That might sound like an odd statement from someone who makes a substantial living off of providing people with a lot of technical projections, but one-day reversal in the NASDAQ, and I'm working now from the June of 08 NASDAQ 100 future, was from about the 2025 level and has a tolerance to about the 2035 level and has a tolerance to 2040. As long as that holds up, it might, on any retest, it might be a real top, but this is the counterpoint. This is why this is such a great question. unless I see it break a relatively important recent low, such as the early May pullback at 1951, I'm always wondering if the trend's going to evolve to reinforce the topping action. So you're always looking as a seasoned analyst and trader at both sides of the coin. I think I have a turn. That's from a top. Now, how do I know it's following through by breaking further support?
Right. And a good thing is, there's a lot of these tops and bottoms, they do give you another chance on a retest. So
they do indeed.
Investors should not worry about missing things like that.
Never.
All right. Well, Alan, we certainly have learned a lot from you this morning. And again, I thank you for stopping by and sharing with us some of your market insights and your business itself. And certainly invite you to come back to the show. Will you do that for us in the future?
Well, I would very much like to do that. It's a pleasure being on today, and I hope it turns out to be a great weekend for you out there. Do me a favor and tap in a couple birdies for me, would you?
He's going to find a lot of my balls from last weekend.
Alan, I don't know when the last time I had a tap-in birdie, but if I find one, I will certainly attribute it to you. Thank you so much for joining
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Alan.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good day.
All right. That was Alan Rohrbach of Rohr International. Michael, that was great. And we will return for our closing segment.